Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to make our way through this glorious set of passages given to us in the Gospel of John in the last discourse, Jesus with the apostles, just before he steps into his passion, his death, and resurrection. There's so much here for us to be able to learn, especially as, you know, that we're all very much aware of the most unusual time that we're all living through throughout the world, the battle with COVID, the financial shaking that's going on, and to our great surprise, the persistent shaking of the political dimension of our world, but also other countries around the world. There is a shaking of the nations. There's a great stress in the nations. There's a pressure, and many, many things are getting revealed. The condition of the human heart, the instability of the nations. I think the Lord is permitting this to happen, especially right now for his church. Because the church is in a place, friends, of obvious weakness. Her light has gone dim. Her salt has gone flat in so many ways. There's so much confusion. There's fear. There's timidity. There's sin, there's bondage, there's division. These things are all present in the life of the church, and the trumpet is not clear. There's not a clear sound of the trumpet that's coming forth in the church. There's not the kind of clear strength and courage that comes from living in the fear of the Lord and moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in some ways, the church just seems dormant in the face of all this, seems mute. And what's getting revealed is the weakness of the condition of the church as well as the fact that things we think are unshakable, maybe our human health, the economy, the economies of the world, the political system that we've had that has in the United States has, for the most part, over all these years, been stable. Not without some moments and some periods of time that are problematic, but certainly as civilizations go, as societies go, we've had a lot of stability, prosperity, comfort, the rest of it. Now, that's all being shaken. And the Lord's permitting it to happen first because he really wants his bride, his church, which is meant to be the light to all the nations, the light to the world, revealing the kingdom of God. And the church's mission is for the sake of the salvation of the world that the Lord loves, that he died for. And he's thirsting for souls. But if the church is flat and dull and compromised, fearful, timid, self-referential, all that stuff, if that's what's going on, and she's not clear who she is, and she's not, you know, blowing a clear trumpet sound, confused about her identity, shaken in her mission, afraid of the world, living in the fear of men, ashamed and compromised by her sin, all those things that are very present today, Jesus alone can heal that, can purify that. And one of the things that he's permitting to have happen is for us to see just how pathetic the situation is in the life of the church. And he's permitting the kings of the earth, as we've talked about many times in the program, their resistance and hostility to Jesus and his church is increasing. And it's very interesting to watch what's happening. Some people, when they see and smell the resistance, some people in the church, some people who are baptized, who are culturally Catholic, one foot in the world, one foot out of the world, they're jumping ship. A lot of people are jumping ship. Why? Because they don't want to be identified with the brand. They don't want to have to experience the resistance. They don't want to give a witness and a testimony to, why would you be a part of an organization like that anyway? Why would you stand with people who are bigots and haters and blah, 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 all that sort of thing? And so people are saying, whoa, you know, this is not what I signed up for. And they're moving on. You see other people within the church, even clergy, who are shrinking Christ, let's put it that way. Or as Pope Benedict XVI said at one point, he said one of the great battles today and one of the great places of compromise is how even theologians, some teachers of the church are emptying the significance of the person of Christ, shrinking Jesus. Jesus is one of Jesus is special for sure, but Jesus is one of the spiritual leaders of history or something that, or he is God's son, but he's not God's son in a way that other religious key leaders or the center of world religions aren't revealing God in some way. A syncretism that's there. And they reduce Jesus because why? Because he divides. And they're trying, you know, as Jesus describes so clearly to the apostles, if you identify with me, because I'm uncompromising. I'm love itself, but I'm uncompromising in the truth. Because I know the truth alone can set you free. I know the truth. I am the truth. I'm not going to play a game of deception. I'm not going to compromise to somehow give people some momentary consolation or to make it easier for people to deal with reality. Jesus won't do that. You remember what he did with, it was right here in John's Gospel, wasn't it? When Jesus talks about the Eucharist. And many people who were his disciples had been following him daily for an extended period of time. You know, some of the tough teaching they had, they kind of got over the hump on that because there was so much to Jesus that they loved, and the signs and wonders and his uniqueness, clearly he was extraordinary. And they were hoping he was the Messiah who was going to bring final freedom and establish, you know, for the Jewish people to establish the kingdom. And then he comes along with this radical teaching about the Eucharist and my body's real food, my blood is real drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you won't have life within you. And they said, okay, this is too much. This is too much. And they had a breaking point. They said, okay, I will follow you up to this point. And many left. And guess what? Jesus was okay with them leaving. I mean, he preferred that they didn't leave. But he wasn't in the position, he didn't huddle with the apostles beforehand and say, hey guys, you know, there's a significant piece of what I've come to bring for the future of the church I'm going to establish. And I don't know, it's probably too tough for these people to hear. I don't know if I should say it. What do you guys think? Maybe I should hold off on it. Maybe I could define it in a different way. Maybe it doesn't have to be so total and so blunt and so raw and so real. Maybe I could soften it. What do you think? Because at the end of the day, I don't want to offend them. I don't want them to leave me. So I'm going to talk in a way, only in ways that I think will keep them here. That's not Jesus. Why? Because that's not love. That's called self-love. That's inordinate self-love. That's fear of men. That's not Christ and his disciples, because Jesus knows already that everybody on the earth is in a battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And inside their hearts is a resistance to God. Their heart's sick, they're battling sin, and their minds are darkened, and they don't see the truth. And Jesus, friends, sees the truth perfectly. Perfectly. He is the truth. And he knows that the only way to freedom for every human being is to follow him in truth. And so we said yesterday, we're reading this section where Jesus said the counselor will come. What does Jesus call him? The Spirit of Truth. What does the scripture say about life in the battle against the enemy? Who's the liar? He's a deceiver. Deception is his game. He denies the truth, and he leads human beings to say yes to their flesh, to their resistance to God in such a way that we act to suppress God's truths and claim. We soften them, we shrink them, we avoid them, we cut them out, we don't pay attention to them, we pretend they're not there. That's all deception, because we think we can do that and we can still fulfill the Lord's plan for us. We can look at Jesus's clear teaching and see some of it and go, I'm not even sure what I think about it right now, but clearly people aren't going to like it. People who are coming to church on Sunday, let's not do it. Let's not talk about it. That's not Jesus. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's the enemy leading us to deceive ourselves, that somehow it's better for the people to not give the whole counsel of Jesus' word and teaching. That's a real temptation today. And it's happening today where pastors and other people are saying, They come up to some readings on Sunday that some of the hard sayings of Jesus, and they think, no, I'm skipping over that one because my people can't handle it. That's not a good position to be in. We have to teach how Jesus taught, what he taught. We don't have to blast people. But you have to say, friends, there's some teaching coming from Jesus today. As you begin a homily, for example, Father, to say, there's some teaching coming from Jesus today that's very difficult. It's difficult to hear. So much so that I was tempted this morning to just skip it because I don't want some of you to walk out of here. I don't want some of you to get mad at me. I don't want to cause disruption. All those things are in play. And so all we have to do, whether a priest or teacher, to say, all we know, friends, is everything Jesus taught is the incarnation of love. It's the definition of love. He knows who we are. He made us. And he knows what will give us life. He knows what we need to hear. So we need to humble ourselves. We need to confess our inordinate self-love and the fear of men. And we need to just say, friends, let's together come under the word of God. Let's listen to it today. And yeah, you might squirm in your seats. You might even grind your teeth a little bit, but that's all right because the king, the physician, is examining our sickness. And he's our only hope. And it's love. He's not speaking this way to condemn us. He's speaking this way to bring us life. And as I speak, the Holy Spirit here in chapter 15, Jesus said, I will send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit's going to confirm in us and bear witness to the truth of what Jesus is teaching. First line, chapter 16, Jesus said, I have said this all to you to keep you from falling away. Isn't that interesting? I've said this to you. Why? Because Jesus knows our frame. He knows our weakness. Kingdom of God, he's passing on to weak and broken people. And he knows we'll be tempted for all the reasons I described to give up, to give in, to back away, to protect ourselves, to protect our positions, to never be in a place of risk or of challenge. That is a powerful temptation in every single one of us. We don't want to be hurt. We don't want to get marginalized. We don't want to be falsely accused. We don't want to lose what we've built. We don't want to be, you know, rejected by the culture. All that. Because we're attached to it. And we're so blinded, we think somehow we can't live without it and that it's ultimate and to lose it means unhappiness. That's part of the deception that Jesus has to break in our lives because that's what it is. The Son of Man had no place to lay his head. He was despised and rejected by men. He was the most free, perfect, powerful, extraordinary, beautiful, compassionate person that ever walked the face of the earth. And successful, by the way. He wants us to have that freedom in our lives as well. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.